Shalom, today's daf yomi is Chulin daf kuf lamed beis Chulin 132, and in the Mishnah on the bottom of kuf lamed beis lamed alef, the Mishnah tells us hashochet l'kohen, that the Mishnah is talking about under what circumstances a kohen would be exempt from having to give the gifts of the kahuna. So a person who slaughters the animal for a kohen, or a person who slaughters for an idolater, such a person is going to be exempt from having to give the gifts of the kahuna. And therefore, such a person who slaughters for the kohen, that slaughterer is not going to be obligated to give the zera, the chayim, and the keva, because since he's slaughtering it for the kohen himself, it's the kohen's, and therefore he doesn't have to give it. So on 132b, on Kufum Amabez, the Gemara discusses what is the source for the idea that a Kohen is exempt from having to give the gifts of the Kahuna. So Darash Rava says that the source for this comes from the very idea of where we learn that we have these gifts of the Kahuna in general, because it says this will be Zeyah Mishpat HaKohanim Me'esa'am. This is the laws of the Kohanim from the people. So from the fact that it says Me'esa'am, that these are the gifts that you're supposed to give from the people, it means that only the people are obligated to give these gifts. V'lo Me'esa Kohanim. The people are obligated to give these gifts of the Zera, the Chayim, and the Keva to the Kohen, but not the Kohanim itself. However, the Rava expounds upon this even more. Keshu Omer Me'es Zovchei HaZevach. The rest of the verse says when you take it from the animal that was slaughtered, and it doesn't say Me'es Ha'am Zovchei HaZevach. This teaches us Havi Omer, and now we're going to first offer Rashi's interpretation. Afiu Tabach Kohen B'mashma, that even if there is a Kohen who slaughters the animal, that if he slaughters the animal by himself in order to sell it to other people, such a Kohen is obligated to give the gifts of the Kahuna. Only when he slaughters it for himself is he going to be exempt from the gifts of the Kahuna, but if he slaughters it for other people, he's going to be obligated. That's how Rashi understands it. Our Tos and the Rashba argue with this, and they say no. Biblically speaking, only if the Kohen slaughters the animal of a Jew is he obligated to give the gifts of the Kahuna. But if he slaughters his own animal in order to sell them to a non-Kohen, then he is exempt. And it's the Chachamim who required him to do it if he does it as a general practice. So that is the two approaches of how to interpret that. Comes back to the Gemara, and the Gemara tells us a story about a Kohen who needed money and he tried to use this idea in order to raise money for himself. So Gemara tells us Ushbezichne de Rebbe Tavla, that there was a person who was boarder in the home of Rebbe Tavla and Kohen Ava. He was a Kohen. He was very poor. He needed money. So he came to Rebbe Tavla and he says, I need money. So Rebbe Tavla was a little bit biased in it because this person was paying Rebbe Tavla rent, presumably. So also coming to Rebbe Tavla, he came to Rebbe Tavla, this poor Kohen, and he says, tell me how to make a living. So Rebbe Tavla says, I'll tell you what to do. Zil ishtatev ba'ade tabach Yisrael. Go and become a partner with these Jewish butchers who are not Kohanim. Demigu demiftarim mimat, because as a result of you owning the animal and they're your partner, you're going to exempt them from having to give the matnas kahuna. So they'll pay you whatever amount. Otherwise, they'd have to give the zera, the chayim, the keva. So let's say they'll pay you a percentage of what they would have had to give to a kohen. Because you own it, they're going to be exempt. So he was of the position that if the kohen owns the animal, even in a partnership, then you wouldn't have to give the Zera, Chaim, and the Keva. So he says, here's your job. You're going to be a Kohen, and you're going to own all these animals. So the Gemara says that after he did this, after he became a partner with the non-Kohanim who were Jews, who were butchers, Chive Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the Av Bezin, came and made a takana that he still has to give the Matnas Kahuna, even though he had partnered with the Kohen. So Amar Leih, so the Jew, who was not a Kohen, came and he said to Rabbi Tavla Patron, he said, why do I still have to give the Matnas Kahuna? Rabbi Tavla said that I'm exempt. That was how he ruled. So Rav Nachman said, Amalei Zil Afik, go and give this money right away. V'ilo mafkinu lecha Rabbi Tavla me'unich. If not, I'm going to force Rabbi Tavla out of your ears, meaning to say I'll completely refute him. So Rav Nachman didn't want to hear about it. So Rabbi Tavla at this point came before Rav Nachman and he said, also Rabbi Tavla came to Rav Nachman and said, my time of him, Arachi, why are you forcing him to pay the Matnas Kahuna when he's a partner with a Kohen? So Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Tavla, because he said, I'll tell you why, the Chiyasa Rabbi Achabar Chanina mid Roma, and when Rabbi Achabar Chanina came from the south, he said that Amar Rabbi Yeshua Levi, that Zikni Daram Amru, that the elders of the south taught Kohen Tabach Shtayim V'Shalosh Abasos, that if a Kohen was a butcher for 2 or 3 weeks, then he's Pater Min HaMatanos. Then he's exempt if he's slaughtering the animals for other people for 2 or 3 weeks, so he doesn't have to give the gifts to the Kohen because he's not doing it as a set thing. But from then on, Chayv Matanos. The rabbis established that since he's a butcher and he's always doing this and slaughtering for other people, then he has to meet. Then he has to start paying. And so since this person is a butcher and he's fixed, he has to pay the gifts to the Kohen, even though he's partnered with a Kohen. So Rabbi Tavla said, but at least give him the 2 or 3 weeks. At least give him the 2 or 3 weeks to do. So they said, no, Hani Mili de Lokava Misachta. This is where there is no shop, where he hasn't established a fixed shop. Avohacha Kava Misachta. Here he's established a fixed shop. So right away he's established as a butcher, and so therefore this partnership doesn't work, and so he has to pay it. And indeed, Rav Chista said, Hai Kahana de Lomafish Matnasa, if a Kohen is not giving this butchers who were Kohanim, we're not giving the gifts of the Kohuna, Lehavi Beshamta de okay, Israel. We put him in Chayim right away. We excommunicate him, and we say that indeed he's doing something wrong. And indeed, there were butchers in different places, and the Gemara talks about the butchers that they were put in Chayim because they weren't doing this, and they were in Chayim for a very long time. And so we see from here the idea is that the people were using these legal fictions, and it doesn't work. If you're partnered with a Kohen, and then the Kohen is the butcher, it doesn't work to help you get out of the Matnas Kohuna.